تفضيل صلوات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقرا ما تيسر من القرآن صلوات اس ماہ مبارک رمضان کے اعمال میں سے ایک عمل یہ بھی ہے کہ کثرت کے ساتھ محمد علی محمد پر صلوات پڑھی جائے you can achieve from reading the salawat at the day of judgment. So we all will have a skill. Our good deeds will be one side and the sins will be on the other side. So maybe our good deeds will be very small or lighter. And when the weight of salawat will be put in towards the good deeds, so then that will go down, that will become heavier. Usually salawat is best thing to read every day, every night, wherever we are, but especially the month of Ramadan, as well as we will read more, inshallah we will be rewarded more, and especially this salawat will protect us at the day of judgment. Salawat please. دوسری بات یہ آیت کس سورہ میں سے ہے فقرا ما تیسر من القرآن سورہ نو فقرا ما تیسر من القرآن سورہ مزمل سورہ مزمل ٹوٹلی دیر آر 20 ورسز And this part, فَقْرَهُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ has been repeated in the last verse and has been repeated twice. اور کون بتائے گا کہ اس کا مطلب کیا ہے معنی کیا ہے فَقْرَهُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فرما رہا ہے قرآن has been made easy for you. So you have to read it. تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ جو قرآن کا بھی خالق ہے بھیجنے والا اور ہمارا بھی خالق ہے وہ دونوں کو جانتا ہے اس لیے ہم انسانوں کو حکم دے رہا ہے کہ قرآن بہت آسان ہے خصوصاً جن کو پڑھنا نہیں آتا وہ یہ نہ سمجھے کہ بہت مشکل ہے دس از امپوسیبل جاب دس از ایزی تھنگ ٹو ڈو بٹ اے لٹل بٹ لو اینڈ انٹرسٹ اینڈ کمٹمنٹ از نیڈیڈ Surely you can learn how to read Quran. Just if you spare 1 hour every day, you can learn it. And alhamdulillah, nowadays the techniques or skills are available on internet, on TV, so around the town, and scholars and a lot of people. If you are committed, you can learn it. But those who know already, so they have to read every day. Salawat please. For the last 2-3 days we are discussing the inspiration. Who has inspired you in your life? Whether that was a person, that was a personality, that was a book, that was a skill, that was a game, that was a hero, that was a role model. Who has inspired you? And if someone has inspired you, have you decided to achieve some goals, some aims, to be unique in the world? Or to introduce something new in the world. So definitely everyone who is believer and worshipping is Abid, is Zahid, is Arif. So he will be rewarded. He is doing a good job. But someone who is scientist, someone who has introduced a new technology to serve the mankind, so definitely his worship is beyond everyone else. Because when he was believer at the same time, he was worshipping at the same time, he made something that is in the service of mankind. So as a Muslim, as a believer, and all the secrets and knowledge and skills have been hidden into the Quran. So as Quran is saying, لَا يَمُسُّ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ So apparent meaning is no one who is najis cannot touch the Quran. But if a kafir, a mushrik, or anyone who has without wudu want to touch, can touch. So as a Muslim, we have been commanded whenever we are reading Quran and we are going to touch the words, we need to be in wudu. So this is the hukm-e fiqh. But the actual meaning, the actual knowledge, the myth, the secrets, because Quran is saying, everything is in Quran. La Rabbin wa la Yabithin illa bi kitab mubin. So everything is in Quran. So that's why it has been said, Quran has one apparent face, and every apparent face or shape has 70 hidden faces, and then every one hidden face has again 70 hidden faces. So knowledge and skills and everything is in Quran. To reach or to get benefit of those secrets or those knowledge or those skills of Quran, we need to be tahir. We need the purification of our soul, purification and perfection of our iman. So as well as in this world we are living, and Muslims and Islam has been sent, inna deena indallah Islam, the best of the religion is Islam, and anyone who is a Muslim, the best of the worship, the best of the deed is, we have to serve mankind. The social services. And you know, most of our ibadat, we are doing or we have to do, are related with the social services. You know, this fasting. So when people are hungry and thirsty, this is related with Allah. For the happiness of Allah, a person is observing fast. But the one benefit the person who is fasting, he is getting, he is improving his or her health. So it means this ibadah is serving that person who is observing fast. He is improving his health. The one benefit. The other benefit, these fasts will not be accepted until and unless the person is going to pay zakat fitra. So that is attached. Fitrana, that is attached with the fasting. Fasting was qurbatan ilallah. Money is not going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to the people. But Allah says, my worship will not be accepted if you are not thinking and working and serving the mankind, especially those who are deprived. Salawat. So while we are inspired in different fields, we need to be inspired. We need to work. We need to be motivated. We need to be someone. And that should not be for myself. So all of my knowledge and skills should be in the service of mankind, and that will be worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of inspiration, we are Muslim, we are believer, and I told you yesterday, Prophet said, I am leaving two heavy things, one is Quran, one is Al-Bayt. So those who are lover of Al-Bayt, they need to learn more and they need to work more with Quran. Their days and nights should be with Quran. Whether in the form of reading or understanding or following or thinking. In Quran it has been said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ أَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Have your hearts and brains been locked? Why are you not thinking and planning about Quran? Why are you not getting benefits from Quran? So these diamonds, these pearls, these treasures that are hidden in Quran in the form of knowledge, in the form of your development, in the form of ascension of mankind. So why are you not coming towards Quran and getting all these things from Quran? افلا يتدبرون القران ام على قلوب اقفالها. Why have you frozen your brains, your thoughts? So Quran is for you, and when you are for Quran, so definitely the doors will be open, the gates of knowledge will be open, and definitely the knowledge of Quran one can get from the Bab al-Ilm, Bab Madinatul Ilm. Who is that Bab Madinatul Ilm? That is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Salawat. So as a whole, as anyone who is child, who is young, who is teenager or old, we all need to be inspired for Quran, to get something from Quran, to love Quran. And we have to tell our generation, our family members, through our action, through our practice, that there is change. There's change in elder, there's change in youth, there's change in children, there's change in ladies and families. As a whole, the days and night, the houses and outside, wherever we are always with Quran. So inshallah, this is not just only in Ramadan. Throughout the year, throughout our life, we have to reflect Quran and the teaching of Quran and the guidance of Quran and the light of Quran from our faces, from our words, from our actions. And nine days are gone. One third of Ramadan is going. But still some people are non-serious. So who are not paying any attention. You can read at any time, anywhere. But when there is collective effort and there is house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so definitely anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting for Quran, so when we are in masjid, when we are reading collectively, so we will be showered more. Bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come more when we are in masjid and when the believers are showing their unity and purification and perfection in the masjid. So if something is not going to change us during the Ramadan, then I think even a new Karbala will not change us. Imam Hussain alayhi salam will call and we will not say labbaik. So this is the month when shayateen have been locked. Everything has been made easy for us. As Allah says, فَقْرَوْا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Quran has been made easy. Likewise, everything has been made easy for us during this month. But we need a little bit effort. We need a little bit intention to come in masjid, to come for Quran, to come for al-bayt, to come for dua, to come for unity, to come for the brotherhood, to come for nur, to come for al-bayt alayhi salam. So we all need to have inspiration. We need to be inspired by someone, and we need to be someone who should be able to inspire the other people, especially our coming generation. Salawat. So I have noted a few points about the inspiration. So if you try to keep these points in your mind, and inshallah we all will try our best to apply these points on our lives and being a different person during this Ramadan and afterward. The first point is, these are 10 ways or even 14 ways to inspire. The first point is, be a good example for others. So when you are a good example for others, you are automatically inspiring many people. Number two, care about others and show genuine interest in others. So most of the time, we are not bothering to say assalamu alaikum to each other. You know, this is the first lesson of Islam. Whenever you are coming outside, even you are going into your house and no one is living there, you are opening the door, the first thing you have to say assalamu alaikum. But when you are coming outside, the first lesson Islam says, you have to say assalamu alaikum. Someone who is saying getting 69 reward, the person who is replying getting one reward, and replying is wajib. But the person who done first, done mustahab. But this is a message of Islam. show genuine interest in others. When people are sick, when people are having problems or difficulties, so that is a time where we should be closer to them. We should show, at least we have to show the interest through our words. This is the first step. If we cannot do the next step, at least through our attitude, through our words, we have to show genuine interest in others. So then, the people, they have the heart. They will realize. Well, and again, it has been said, you know, when we are shaking hands, the touch reflects that transfer, whatever is in my heart, whatever is in my thought, that will be reflected to the other person. So likewise, anything is in my heart, even if I am not shaking hands, my words, my face will transfer into the heart of other believers. So we need to have a clean heart, a pure heart, for all believers. And then the next step is we have to show genuine interest to solve the problems of others, our genuine interest in the future of other people or in the affairs of other people. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
Number three, be a role model of courage. This is very important. Everyone is facing problems, difficulties, diseases, calamities. But those people who are able to show courage, they are standing. So they are becoming parallel, they are becoming example for role model for other people. So everyone has. And whenever we are having problems, so if that is due to our mistakes, so we are getting experience and next time we should not repeat. But if that is maybe trial, that is azmaish by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at that time, we have to be sabir. And we should stand, we should not retreat, we should not go back. Rather, we should move ahead. And when we are with courage, we are moving ahead, we are becoming the role model for other people. But for a little, you know, twisting, if we are retreating, we are going back, then everyone, we are telling them the lesson of defeat. Nobody will have courage from our friends, from our younger generation to come forward. Maybe the exceptional person are there. Otherwise, when majority of the people are retreating, they are teaching the people, nobody shall go ahead. Maybe there is fire, maybe there is a deep well, everyone will go and will fall down and then there will be no sign of him. So number four, be inspired yourself by others. So definitely many people are role model for us. So we need to be inspired by knowledge, by skills, by experiences of other people. Number five, share from your own experiences. So some people, they are walking everything. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ke zamane mein ek shakhs tha, bahut buzurg tha, bahut ibadat guzar tha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels, jao aur is basti ko ulat do, tabah kar do. Jab farishte aaye to dekha wahan to ek ibadat guzar hai, musalsal ibadat ki ja rahi hai. Wapas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala se rujoo kiya, ka parwardigara wahan to aisa nek aadmi bhi. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne farmaya ke jahan aur log bure hain unki wajah se bhi ye basti barbaad ho rahi hai, lekin is ek shakhs ki wajah se bhi barbaad ho rahi hai, isliye ke wo apne aap ko bachata raha gunahon se aur azab se, apne aap ko bachata raha, usne dusron ke bare mein nahi socha, usne wajib amr bil maruf aur nahi nil munkar par amal nahi kiya. So when we have skills, when we have knowledge, when we have something to share, we need to share, to transfer the knowledge, to transfer. Even the best of the economy is when the wealth is circulating, when the wealth is going to, from one person to other person, and everyone is getting his share or his benefit from that wealth. The next point is be vulnerable. Share your success and the failures. Next point is tell stories. facts tell and stories sell. So tell your stories in a beautiful way, interesting way to other people, and in this way we can motivate the younger generations. Be a good communicator. Effectiveness invest in the people. So be a good communicator. This is very important. So sometimes intention is good, you have a lot of things, but that skill, with the help of it, you can communicate and transfer that knowledge, that skill, that good thing, that experience to others. So that is not there. So we need to learn the communication skills, and as a whole, this is necessary for everyone, because we are human beings, we need to communicate. Maybe as husband and wife, maybe as family members, maybe as friends, maybe as employer and employees, maybe in any form, we need to communicate with each other. And successful people are those who know how to communicate and what is the best way to communicate the different people. The next point is, challenge people. And this challenge, that should be careful and caring confrontation of others. So until and unless you are not going to challenge anyone, you will not do anything. So you will accept the challenge, and then that is positive competition, positive contest. And everyone is trying to be successful, trying to be winner. And why not the believer, why not the follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? They should be gold medalists, they should be PhD, they should getting Nobel Prize. Why not? So actually you are the people who should have all these medals. But we can get at that time when we will challenge other people. The next point is reading, and this is very important, and especially I started with فَقْرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. And the first verse of Quran is اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first ayah of Quran is read. And here for inspiration is reading is very important. All readers are not leaders. All readers are not leaders, but all leaders are readers. Anyone who is leader of any nation, go and see his life. He was reader always. We need to read, especially the Quran is the best of the book for hereafter. We need to read Quran, we need to read other books as well, but we try to be best reader, inshallah. Salawat. And some of the benefits why we should be reader, we will stay informed, we will share, you will read and then you will have knowledge, you will share, the other people are having knowledge, you will read and you will get the knowledge, tell the people about the books you have read and what was the knowledge in those books, and then share your knowledge and share the knowledge of other people through the reading. The next point is, take a stand with strong vision. Sometimes, you know, people are taking stand. One person has killed person of one tribe. So other tribe is taking stand. They have killed, we will kill. And that will continue. So this is stand. They are taking stand. But maybe this is not a good stand. So we need to take stand with vision, with planning, with bright future. So we are not here to slaughter the people, to shed the blood. We are here to stand, but with the good and nice and bright vision. Next point is the listen more and speak less. This is very important for communication, for success, and to be inspired. We need to be inspired from those people who are speaking less and listening more, and usually we are opposite. The next point is, spend time in their shoes. Spend time in their shoes. So here is tawadhu. That is the lesson of Islam. We need to be humble. Especially, Islam, all are equal. There is no servant, there is no master. There are no classes in Islam. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. Everyone is equal, white, black, rich, poor, anyone. All are equal, and especially those who are your subordinate, those who are working under you. We need to be more polite and more humble with them and spend your time and show your interest with them. The best expression of your unique style. So instead of chasing and following other people, try to have your own style, and that should be a unique style, maybe in your conversation, maybe your dress, maybe anything else. To try to introduce a unique style, and inshallah, you will be successful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyaka al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai. Bihadha sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ati. Waliyan wa hafidhan wa qa'idhan wa nasira. Wa dalilan wa ayna hatta tusbinahu wa wakat taw'a. Wa tubatti'ahu fiya tabila. Wa wadigar am sabki ibadatkum al-Guru makbul farma. Am sabki marhumin ko bakhsh de. Jin bainu aur bhaiyon ne aaj iftar ka ehtimam kiya gaya. مرحومین کو بخش ان کی مشکلات حال فرما ان کے اس کو روزی اضافہ فرما امام رضوان علیہ السلام کا جوتا